This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Indeed. Need to hire great candidates? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have we interrupted your food coma weekend? Are you on your 120th turkey sandwich by now? Not that we're guilting you or anything. It's a Thanksgiving weekend and you're doing exactly what needs to be done. Relax, eat, enjoy family, maybe not on that one, and unwind with a good flick. That's where we come in. Matt Wolf doing what's become a Thanksgiving weekend tradition here at ABC Audio and on this station, Rock at the Movies, where we spotlight some great music from films over the next few hours. We'll also have some killer movie anniversaries to dig into, and what? Did you really think we'd do a show like this without making you feel chronologically challenged? Come on. That's what we're here for. A lot of stuff, too, from the golden age of movie soundtracks, the 1980s. You know, a time where a movie about high school wrestling could even pack him into theaters.
Hey, shoot!
Careful, Mom.
Shoot!
1985's Vision Quest starred Matthew Modine as Loudon Swain, out to conquer his wrestling nemesis, a bruiser named Shoot, who literally carried a telephone pole to the top of a stadium. Oh, and he also had Linda Fiorentino going all cougar on him.
Okay, gonna have one more bite, all right?
Tough gig, right? Modine was only just getting started with his acting career here, and it's a role that still follows him around to this day. And he told us he's cool with it. More than cool, actually.
If I go to sports events, like the Yankees games or the Rangers or Knicks, I get lines from Vision Quest. You know, people, shoot, nobody wants to wrestle, shoot. You think you'll make the weight? It's a wonderful job. And people wonder why I'm happy all the time, and how could I not be?
Think you'll make the weight?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Now, the songs from the soundtrack were in pretty heavy play on MTV back then. You had Journey, Madonna, and this one from Red Rider. It's Lunatic Fringe on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. From the Vision Quest soundtrack, 1985, Red Rider and Lunatic Fringe. On ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, our Thanksgiving weekend opus of all things film and music, Matt Wolf. And fun fact, Vision Quest featured the first movie appearance of Madonna, singing the song Crazy for You. And to capitalize on her emerging stardom, some countries overseas, they actually changed the name of the movie to Crazy for You. So, there you go. You go out and wow them at the next trivia night.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social.
Oh, it would not be a Thanksgiving weekend without a John Hughes movie, right? The Breakfast Club. Now, in many ways, the original Brat Pack film here, with Molly Ringwald, Anthony Michael Hall, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, and, of course, Judd Nelson as the criminal brain, the athlete, the basket case, and the princess, all trying to figure out their lives in weekend detention.
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Yeah. You tell them. And of course, you had the soundtrack featuring the hit Don't You Forget About Me from Simple Minds, which became sort of this anthem for struggling and wayward teens like myself back in the day.
I mean, that's an aberration, that song. That's just its own thing. It lives in its own planet.
Amazing accent there, right? That is Simple Minds singer Jim Kerr, who told us he's pretty happy that the song still resonates for people over 35 years later.
Who would have thought Don't You Forget About Me would not only mean so much to that generation, but to even subsequent generations, it seems, discovered it. It gets used in a new movie every 4 or 5 years and ever gets a new poignancy. We're more than happy to play it every night because it means a lot to so many people.
Yeah.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. From O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. 1992, Wayne's World.
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a cool boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me, to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on. Really matters. Too late, my time has come. Sent shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time.
Silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo.
Magnifico!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Oh, baby, can't do this.
Going all Wayne and Garth on you there. Queen and Bo Rap from the motion picture soundtrack to Wayne's World, breathing new life into that song, making it a hit again in 1992, becoming even more popular than when it was released back in 1975. Now, the song was kind of a tribute of sorts to Freddie Mercury in the movie, as Mike Myers being a huge Queen fan and Freddie passing away just only a couple months before the film's release. Now, that scene, too, reviving interest in Pacers the world over. Matt Wolf, this is ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, and on deck.
So, now you know what we are, now you know what you are.
We go back to that time Kiefer Sutherland sported the best mullet in all of Hollywood. And we'll look back on the Lost Boys soundtrack next.
$1 million.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
You maniac!
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank.
The all-new WBPM app for your mobile phone is now available. Open your Android or Apple store and search for 929 WBPM. It can't fry an egg or peel potatoes, but you can get instant access to WBPM Stream anytime, wherever you are. And even more new stuff is being added soon. So download us today. Open your app store and search for 929 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Dawn Power Wash. Cleaning all your dishes is as easy as spray, wipe, and rinse.
No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here.
Back at it, Thanksgiving weekend, Matt Wolf, where we are enjoying a heaping mess of food, a good old-fashioned argument or two this weekend, maybe, perhaps, and then everybody makes nice and binge-watches all the Godfather films. Well, maybe you skip number three.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Come on, give it a little love, will you? It wasn't all that bad. Debatable. It's ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, hitting up music from movies of every kind. Action, adventure, comedy, drama, even the one about blood-sucking teenage vampires in California.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
We're not talking Twilight here. Released in 1987, The Lost Boys was originally conceived as sort of this less-than-serious flick with a bunch of 12-year-old vampires running around causing mayhem. But the late Joel Schumacher would have none of that. Instead, he bought in a bunch of up-and-coming young adult actors like Jamie Gertz, Jason Patrick, and of course Kiefer Sutherland as David, lead vampire and sporting one of the greatest mullets the 80s ever had to offer.
Drink some of this, Michael. Be one of us.
What I love about acting is getting together with a group of actors, a director, and a cinematographer, and what's the best way we can tell this story? And how are we going to work together to figure that out?
There is Kiefer Sutherland, that voice, right? Who also, by the way, is an accomplished musician, too. He's got two country albums under his belt and a third one coming next year. He puts on a heck of a show, too.
I'm so grateful anybody shows up at all. You're a fan of 24, and that's why you came out? Thank you very much. Thank you for giving us 2 hours of your time to let us try and turn you on to the music. In the end, I don't care why you come out. I'm very proud of our show, and I think we can turn you onto it, and I think you'll have a good time.
And speaking of good times, the soundtrack to The Lost Boys became a favorite with songs from Lou Gramm, Roger Daltrey, and this one powered by INXS and Jimmy Barnes on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
Everybody shame. Will be mine. Oh, Mary, Mary, I wanna be with you. And this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put a call to you. 'Cause I feel good tonight. And everything's gonna be right, 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 yeah. I'm gonna have a good time tonight. Rock and roll music gonna play all night.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies. From Indeed. You're hiring? You need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com. 2008, Iron Man.
I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Yeah.
Sabbath and Iron Man from Paranoid, and of course used to spectacular effect at the end to the original Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr. in 2008 on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies Thanksgiving weekend. Matt Wolf going through all the soundtracks and, I don't know, movies about near future gang wars always screams home for the holidays.
Warriors, come out to play.
And so will Joe Walsh. That's on the other side.
Got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're broadcasting live to your good old-fashioned dependable radio on 92.9 and 96.5 FM. Streaming through the internet from our website at 929WBPM.com. To your mobile device, search for 929WBPM in your app store. And in your smart speaker, just say play WBPM. This is the Hudson Valley station for the biggest hits of all time on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit is another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions ever. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Joe Walsh in the City on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies, straight from the soundtrack to the 1979 cult favorite The Warriors, used to great effect at the end of that film. Now, you might be thinking, oh, wait a minute here, is he crazy? That's an Eagles song. Oh, but for the sake of accuracy, and that's what we're about here, the Joe Walsh version was the one that was in the movie. But the Eagles liked that song so much, they re-recorded it for their album, The Long Run, released that same year. Now, the songs are practically identical, so let's not all lose sleep over it, shall we? Matt Wolf, so far, we're hoping your Thanksgiving weekend is a relaxing one, and you're digging the program, spotlighting all the movie music you can stomach. And around here, we like a good anniversary when it comes around, and let's turn the clock back to 2000, or in this case, 1973.
I am a golden god!
Oh yeah, that scene from Almost Famous with Billy Crudup on the roof, bringing guitarist Russell Hammond to life. Now, last year was the 20th anniversary of the movie, but, you know, the pandemic kind of shelved a lot of the celebratory plans, and this past summer, the studio made good with various restorations of the film and this gigantic 6-LP collector set, which includes a lot of outtakes and, of course, a remaster of that killer soundtrack.
Oh, I called your magazine and told them the truth. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I told them every word you wrote was true.
And then, like, Billy was straight up hostile towards me.
There is Patrick Fugit on the Zoom, who played aspiring rock journalist William Miller in the movie. Now, this was his very first acting gig at age 16. You can imagine that made for some good-natured ribbing between him and the cast.
You know, he'd be like, where the hell are you from again? I'd be like, Salt Lake City, Utah. And he's like, how old are you? I'd be like, 16. He's like, God.
Fugit had a lot to absorb on that set, including the music of the time, which he needed to stay pretty much very authentic to. But he told us, like any great director, Cameron Crowe had everything laid out for him.
He gave me a bunch of mix CDs that he had put together that were sort of tonal. They were mix CDs that were just literally labeled that part of William's journey. On top of that, whenever something would resonate, I'd be like, well, I like Led Zeppelin. He would just have production go buy all of the Led Zeppelin albums, and then he'd give me a box of Led Zeppelin and be like, you like that? Keep going.
Pretty amazing what a box of CDs will get you, right? From the Almost Famous soundtrack, here is the mighty Led Zeppelin, Misty Mountain Hop, on ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
You really don't care.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Dawn Platinum with four times the grease cleaning power. 1982, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
Oh, no.
Life's the same, I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you. To blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through a window. It's so easy to cool with the sound.
Yeah.
Cars and Moving in Stereo, as heard in that scene. You know the one I'm talking about, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Fast Times marking its 40th anniversary next year. Yikes. Now, that movie, of course, jump-starting the careers of Judge Reinhold. You had Phoebe Cates, Forrest Whitaker, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Sean Penn as Spicoli. And yes, some blinker you'll miss them cameos, too, from Anthony Edwards and Nicolas Cage. You know, Penn said he nearly bombed the audition for this, and they actually made him come back. And Matthew Broderick was actually offered the role of Spicoli, but he turned it down. Imagine that. Ferris Bueller as Jeff Spicoli. Oh, what if? Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
On deck, we're going to go back to that time when Sylvester Stallone single-handedly won the Cold War.
ABC Audio's Rock at the Movies from Speakeasy is brought to you by Indeed. Need to hire great candidates? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.